It is a permanent source of pain, the massacres and killings by the military dictatorships in this hemisphere during the 70s and 80s of the last century. And it is also a source of shame and horror that so many victims did not receive justice and that their murderers did not receive any retribution. Therefore, the recent decision by the Appellate Court of Rome against repressors in South America alleviates the feelings of the relatives of the victims and shows that impunity may be finally defeated and that crimes against humankind will be tried in courts of justice. This court sentenced 24 military officers, police agents, and right-wing politicians to life imprisonment for their participation in the so-called Plan Condor, or Condor Plan, a sinister plot that murdered tens of thousands of political opponents in Uruguay, Chile, Peru, and Bolivia. This appellate court modified the sentences originally passed against the accused in January 2017, when only 8 of the repressors received life sentences, while the rest were freed since the court felt that the crimes had prescribed. The list of those sentenced to prison terms includes the former president of Peru, Francisco Morales Bermúdez, the former Bolivian interior minister, Luis Arce, and the former Uruguayan foreign minister, Juan Carlos Blanco. This legal process took place only after relatives of the victims lodged judicial appeals in Rome, Italy. 50,000 murdered and 30,000 disappeared is the balance of the so-called Condor Plan, designed and coordinated by the intelligence and security services of the military dictatorships in Brazil, Argentina, Chile, Bolivia, Paraguay, and Uruguay, with the full cooperation of the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, and the FBI, both of the United States. To repress the opposition and shut down their voices was the goal of this clandestine operation that sent to prison not less than 400,000 persons and into exile some tens of thousands of other opponents. The Central Intelligence Agency enjoyed the close cooperation of dictators Augusto Pinochet from Chile, Hugo Banzer, Bolivia, Alfredo Stroessner, Paraguay, João Figueiredo in Brazil, Jorge Rafael Videla, Argentina, and Juan María Bordaberry in Uruguay. To all those who lived through that sad chapter in the history of Latin America, one of the most cruel, or that learned of its countless crimes, it is a satisfactory fact to know that even though the road may be long and full of obstacles, at the end, justice prevailed. And this, friends, has been Radio Havana Cuba's editorial comment for today. In Havana, I am Alberto de Pérez.